Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's gonna be alright. No matter what they say, gonna be a good day.
This is a place where the superior man and superior women find out what's going on in the world. The Doug Steffen Good Day program.
But enough about Rich and I.
Jennifer Horn. Roberta Fasanelli. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is our network, our social network expert, monitoring facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. The folks in Washington, let's move up the pike a little bit. 95 north into Baltimore. Baltimore, where the mayor has fired.
Hold on, let me put on my flak jacket.
Okay, the police commissioner. Mayor says a spike in homicides.
It's 50% higher than it has been previously.
And the police commissioner is doing nothing about it. Policemen and women are not doing their job. An unarmed man was killed while in police custody. He says this all has to be. Well, there are all kinds of things that are going on there. Never mind. What was the guy's name that died in the van?
Freddie Gray.
So since then, apparently other people have died in the same or questionable circumstances. So how do you put up with this? And why is it taking this long? I suppose could have been the result.
You know what? I'm cool with this, but she needs to go too.
She needs to go. Yeah, yeah, the whole leadership of the city is awful, ridiculous.
They're at odds with each other,
which means that they're all trying to make points instead of actually
And instead of managing
working.
The police department, she created a rift which created this whole problem.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but they still need to do their job. That's what they get paid to do.
But when you have the mayor up there going, these people are not doing their job, they're doing a horrible job, you need to manage these people. Mm-hmm. You don't need
she's
to sit
the
up
boss.
There on national television
and point your fingers at them.
Right, that's right. Jennifer's right.
And make the situation worse.
Yep.
You need to manage them.
If I'm horrible, Doug, I mean, you're the boss.
You're fired.
I'm horrible, obviously that's bad on me, but at the same time, it's up to you. You run the show. Right. You're not going to let me sink your ship.
Yeah,
you know?
Remember that, Richie. I run the show.
Well,
I write the songs.
The Doug Steffen Show.
Make the young men sing.
It makes the whole world sing.
888-302-3684. All right, so let's go back down the pike to Washington, where once again, we have a waste of, so people will say to me, well, why are we talking about this if it's a waste of time? A federal judge noted that it's now 2015. Congratulations, sir.
He's a genius.
The Washington Redskins are still the name of an NFL team. So the judge ordered the cancellation of the team's trademark registration. How can you do that?
What?
Because people are offended
by
it.
The U.S. Patent Office decided that it could be disparaging to Native Americans. Or no, that they were disparaging.
Man, I'd be going to the Supreme Court
to Native Americans.
In 5 seconds.
Well, and that's the next thing. There's the district court, and then there's the Supreme Court. Dan Snyder will take it all the way to the top.
Yeah,
wow.
He won't let it go, because if he does lose his trademark, that's when he pretty much has to change the name, because anybody and everybody can go out and make Redskins jerseys then.
But that means everything is open. Somebody could say that the Doug Steffen Good Day program's name, a good day, that's an offensive name. I want it stopped.
And if they decide that it is, yes, they would have to take it away. I find it offensive every now and then.
I find it, yeah. That's the people I have to work
with. The Doug Steffen Show?
I don't know. Call me what you want. I'm just so tired of everybody being, you know, it's so
politically
everybody's
correct.
So sensitive.
Super
so,
politically correct.
Yeah, everybody's offended. Everybody's offended. You can't say anything. And okay, maybe Redskins is offensive.
Not to me. I'm not offended by it.
You're not the
Roberta,
one
are you offended?
Offended by.
I'm not, and I was speaking with a Navajo, a native, 100% Navajo woman a couple
of
years ago, last year.
Right.
No, last year, and I asked her about that, because that was a time when the controversy was really, really big. And she said, actually, that's what we call each other.
Well, but that's like the N-word.
But yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, the thing is, if people don't like the name, don't go to the games, don't buy the merchandise, and let the market tell them to change the name.
Yeah.
Instead of just having two guys who are being loud and annoying saying, oh, this is so offensive. I mean, come on. Let the market dictate this kind of stuff.
This is none of the government's business.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Kenny,
I don't care if they change the name to Fat White Irish Drunk Guys.
You need to describe to
and put a picture under how much of like a potato-eating, beer-drinking... spongy white guy
a minute.
On her things.
But do they have
care.
Avocados on their mustaches?
Yes.
Oh, I hope so.
All right. By the way, speaking of mustaches, Tom Selleck still, this came from nowhere. Tom Selleck, you may or may not have heard the story about him, his ranch out in the Badlands outside of L.A., a little north and east of L.A. in Thousand Oaks. Apparently, he didn't have enough water for his avocado trees. So he sends a truck.
But they didn't accuse him of stealing water or anything.
Well, he
really
stole the
kind
water.
Did they accuse him of stealing it? Because they're only asking for the court costs back. They're not fining him or anything
and
on the water.
The investigator, they had a Magnum PI on his rear end. And they charged $21,000 trying to figure out who was stealing this water and linking it back to him. So ridiculous. So that's the main part of what they're suing him
for. So if you haven't heard it,
charges. Basically
he was hiring water trucks to go to another water district, hook up to a fire hydrant, fill the water truck up. And to what they can see, he did this at least 12 times.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So that they could come back and water his avocado ranch.
All right.
Beat the system.
Come on.
I think Higgy Baby's going to need to help a little bit on this one.
You know, I'm all for this, and I'll tell you why. There is a new story out in the LA Times. I'm in Los Angeles, if you don't know. And we've done such a great job. We're in a terrible drought. The whole state of California has done a great job over the last couple of months cutting water significantly. Jerry Brown called everybody to cut down 25%. Everybody's done that. In some cities, actually, they're dumping water because they're overrun with it in reservoirs, and it's causing chemical imbalances in the water. Yeah. So they're just dumping out 500,000 gallons at a time in cities. Guess what the front page LA Times is today? What? Water rates going up because they need to fix infrastructure. BS. They're going up because we're saving water and the water companies are not making enough money. And so now they're going to give us these fees.
I told you.
Exactly.
So about the
ridiculous.
Bill I got last month in my house in Santa Monica. They upped the bill. They reread the meter. And somehow or other, the bill increased by $700 over the past year. Remember, there's nobody in the house for like 3 or 4 months out of the year. And then there's maybe 4 or 5 months out of the year when there's a lot of usage, and then there's partial usage here and there. There's no way that this kind of water could have been used. But it's a ruse. And who's going to question it? Most people don't know how to read the meter.
Yeah.
Never mind. They don't even know where it is.
You know, I heard a story the other day about how a lot of this drought might be being caused by mismanagement of the Colorado River.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right.
And because you look at Lake Mead, and Lake Mead is like half full now.
Yeah.
And the Colorado River feeds Los Angeles, Phoenix, Vegas. I mean, like 5 or 6 major cities on the West Coast. And apparently the numbers that they used to calculate how much water they could use from the Colorado was miscalculated 90 years ago when they built the Hoover Dam.
Well, Holland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now they're looking at that and going, wait a minute, we've been looking at these percentages all wrong. All the math is wrong. Mm.
The entire drought in California is to blame all on the government. You know what? Weather is cyclical.
They got a freaking government.
The government of California knows that the population has been steadily growing. They know this. They know that the weather goes in cycles. We had a huge drought in the 70s. They did nothing to build in underground reservoirs like they've done in Arizona. They've done nothing to investigate desalinization or to build additional reservoirs in the Sierras. They have done none of that. And then all of a sudden, oops, we're out of water. We're not going to have enough to sustain. And then everybody has to pay more. It is ridiculous. It is all the fault of people ignoring the problem and not putting in the right plans.
So there.
All because of suckers like you want to live in a beautiful place.
I don't even care anymore. If somebody has a better idea of where I should go, please.
Check all of the above. Both
Facebook
of you.
Me.
All three of you.
Who's the third one?
Kenny.
Oh, Kenny?
Me.
Nah, he's up in the hills. He's not his fault.
He's still in California. That place is a disaster, man.
Really?
It's run like
a
disaster.
The weather is wonderful, but the people who run it are awful.
Gorgeous.
And you know what? That's the problem with excess. Excess is everywhere. Look at where I live in the two craziest states in the country.
You sure do.
Mismanaged to the nth degree.
You just need to buy an apartment in New York.
There you go. Yeah.
And I'll have all my bases covered. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's cover the base of your scalp. What's going on with your scalp, your hair? Are you doing a good job rejuvenating your hair? Actually, there are two different products that come from the same company that I want to spend a minute talking about. I'm going to give you two different phone numbers, but these are both great products. Provia is a way for you using this product, get your hair back or your money back. Call 800-525-8319. Order Provia. You've heard me talking about this enough. You get the gist of it. So call if you are running out of hair, your hair is thinning, you see it coming out when you take a shower, you brush your hair. So this will cleanse your scalp, open up the pores, let the follicles come back, thicken up the hair that you have on your head, fix the problem. I'm here to help you fix your problem. And if your hair is going away, call 800-525-8319 for the natural way to get your hair back from Provia. 800-525-8319. And from the same company, a product called Genucel. Bags and puffiness under your eyes is your problem. You got plenty of hair, but you also got plenty of bags and lines and things on your face that you don't like. Two products guaranteed to work or your money back.
Can I have some of this?
You can have. I thought you had some of it already.
No.
Didn't I send you some of it before?
No.
800-543-9262. Of course you do. Genucel works guaranteed or your money back, but if you don't pay for it, it's not guaranteed to work, Roberta. That's the difference. 800-5-
But I can testify how good it is.
I understand. 800-543-9262 for Genucel.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how many brains do you have inside that head of yours? And yep, it's a trick question. The answer, 4.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it?
No, it's not weird. Not weird. It's actually quite normal.
That's right, 4. There are 3 inside of your head. Okay, I'm getting technical. But based on the laws of encephalization, your brain grew from 1 part into 3. But here's the rest of the science. New research suggests that we have a 4th brain hiding somewhere in our abdomen.
Oh, now you're just being crazy.
This brain is responsible for digestion, which is an act so complicated it needs its own specialist directing the activity. Now, what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, have you ever heard or used the expression, I have a gut feeling? The truth, you probably do, and you got a specialized brain to help you monitor it. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A 2-time All-Star who played for 8 teams in 14 Major League seasons, this outfielder was known for breaking up Dave Steeb's perfect game in 1989 with 2 outs in the 9th inning.
And Roberto Kelly has broken up the Dave Steeb perfect game bit.
So where is Roberto Kelly now? Roberto managed in the minors for a few seasons after his retirement. In 2007, he became San Francisco's first base coach, where he did something he never did as a player, win a World Series. But Roberto had a scary moment during the 2012 postseason.
Roberto Kelly was hit by a ball earlier today during BP and was escorted off the field.
Nice to see that Roberto Kelly is doing just fine. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
The stripper movie with the heart of gold for gratuitous man meat. Magic Mike XXL is larger than charge. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
He grew up surrounded by 250 acres of woods and wanted to find an eco-friendly way to mix nature with technology.
During a college project, Ben Vanden Wimelenberg created a 100% wood cover for his iPhone. He knew he was onto something when a campus store wanted to sell it.
So Ben launched a company, Woodchuck Case. His first big break was getting into the Mall of America. From that came Best Buy, with more big box deals in the works.
Ben says his company's goals are to bring people back to nature and to continue to have his products made in the USA.
Combine your purpose and goals to create an opportunity for profit. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man's 6-second review starts now.
Everybody loves heroes and everybody loves dogs. Put them together and you get the slightly cheesy but fetching Max the Meat.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Today on App Check. With Snore Trainer, strap iPhone to chest before bed. Receive warning every time you roll over onto your back. Electroshock therapy optional. Snore Trainer.
struck out.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
With the great cast in a heart of gold, the second best exotic Marigold Hotel is worth checking into. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th. There was
57 channels. Jen, Jennifer Horn with the television report, starting with Keith Olbermann, gets fired again.
Well, I don't know if it's fired. Well, kind of it is, yeah. Keith Olbermann's second tour of duty with ESPN officially over. ESPN said in a statement yesterday, Keith is a tremendous talent who has consistently done timely, entertaining, and thought-provoking
but he's miserable
work since
to
returning
deal with.
To ESPN. But we hate him and we're never...
Pretty much.
Did I tell you I worked with Keith at UPI?
And?
Was he nice?
He was marvelous. I thought he was
a
brilliant.
Talented guy. He just doesn't know when to shut his mouth.
He's a brilliant cartoonist, if you didn't know.
Hard to deal with, though.
He used to do cartoons
hard
of all
to work
of us.
With. Kind of all like most of the people that I have to deal with on this program.
Yeah. Well, like I said, all the talented people are hard to deal with.
Really?
You know?
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay,
You're
Twin Peaks
easy,
revival.
Though.
What's happening with that? Keep going.
Twin Peaks. It seems that Twin Peaks fans, Dougie, will have to wait a little bit longer for the reboot of the show. It was supposed to come out in 2016. Now the revival has been pushed to 2017. So it's still going to be done. But after a little bit of trouble getting things off the ground, getting the director secured and the scripts done, it looks like it will air on Showtime sometime in 2017. So
broken news. Sarah
yes.
Palin's not going to The View.
Well, here's actually what's going on with The View. So yesterday, Rosie Perez announced that she was leaving.
Good
Today,
reasons.
The View is going to announce that they have a brand new panelist. The person's name is Michelle Collins. She
Anybody
is a
know
comedian.
Who she is? Yeah.
I don't
who is
know.
She?
She's appeared on Bravo and VH1, and she's been a guest co-host on The View. Now, that leaves Nicole Wallace, it leaves Whoopi Goldberg, Raven Simone, add in Michelle Collins. She'll start in September when The View comes back. There's going to be a fifth seat that they're going to actually make rotating. So they're going to have people fill in as a guest host. So there'll be five people sitting at the table throughout the next season.
So are there two lefties, two righties, and one in the middle? Is that it?
I don't know. I'd heard some names like Heidi Klum, perhaps, is one of the people that might be sitting in.
She's too nice.
Is she?
Yeah, I love her, but she's too nice for that show.
All right, I saw somebody named Jeffrey Dean Morgan going to Good Wife.
Oh, he's so hot.
Is he?
Yeah, he used to be on Grey's Anatomy. He played, what's her face? What's the blonde girl that left? Gosh, I'm totally blanking on her name. That was her boyfriend on the show. He's joining the cast of The Good Wife as a series regular for the season.
Because Matthew Good is leaving as well. He was the assistant.
A lot of
he's the British guy.
Oh, yeah, he's right up your alley.
It was good. Yeah, there you go.
Hot.
Right up your alley, Jennifer.
Yeah.
51 after on the Good Day program.